So it is time now for the Mr. Floor Tip of the Week. For over 29 years, Mr. Floor has been providing Chicago, the North Shore, and suburban homeowners and businesses with the finest hardwood flooring, installation, refinishing, and repair. Learn more at MrFloor.com. And something that we keep talking about is wood floors, but you guys do like this harder stuff that you put down too. What's it called? Floor tile? Something like that. Don't you guys do a little bit of that too?
We do a lot of that.
But we're just talking wood floors here. You guys do all kinds of flooring.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Did you want to talk about floor tile today instead of...
Whatever you guys planned, but I just wanted to make sure that everybody knows Mr. Floor is not just wood.
Yeah, it's Mr. Floor and more.
Mr. Floor and more.
There you go.
And of course, hey, Robbie, what's that special code if they need their special floor cleaner?
Robbie.
So if you go to MrFloor.com and you want to buy the floor cleaner, then you can buy the floor cleaner and you'll get a discount by putting in the promo code.
A whopping discount, I might add.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's very attractive discount.
It's not your usual, couple penny off discount. This is a sizable discount.
Yes, because that's the way Robbie Robbie likes a sizable discount. Don't throw her a couple pennies. She wants something substantial. So just go
and
to...
Robbie likes donuts, too, just saying.
Is that a hint?
People were asking if they can go to your storefront location and pick up the products there.
And the answer is?
Yeah, absolutely, Robbie. And I called in last week because I was listening to the store. People can come right into our showroom if they are in the Skokie area, 3828 Oakton, and just come in, give that name Robbie, and they can get their cleaning product right there.
Yeah, we had a client come in right pretty much after the show.
Really?
And,
absolutely.
Ask for it and say, yeah, I was listening to the radio, heard
you
guys.
Are you kidding?
Nope. Yes, and he said, is Robbie here? And we said, no, Robbie's not here, but you could drop her name if you'd like. That's fine.
Excellent.
Whoa.
See, you've made it to the point where you're name dropping now, Robbie.
You know, I am available at no charge for personal appearances.
Oh,
no charge. Wow.
You know how people would say for a small fee? No, I'm available.
For no fee.
Excellent. Okay, so what do you guys have planned for today?
We're going to talk about the different applications of how to install the wood floors.
Okay.
Because we've had a lot of questions about, well, I've got this type of a substrate and that type of substrate.
What's a substrate?
Concrete or plywood, your base.
The floor. The subfloor.
The subfloor, correct.
Okay. The floor.
The floor. So.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So there's different ways to install a floor. Last week we talked about the different colors that are coming in now and everything else. Now we're going to want to talk about all those colors are available in different applications.
Mm-hmm.
So we can either nail a floor, you can glue a floor, or you can float a floor. And a lot of people were asking, what is floating a floor? So we wanted to talk a little bit about that.
Go ahead, Robbie.
It levitates.
Yes. That's why I have a couch. It holds it down.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I think what's important to also clarify and just make sure people understand is, you know, the format of the floor is critically important into determining what installation method we would recommend using. So, for example, all the colors we were talking about last week are available in different formats. So a solid wood floor, which is 3/4 inch solid wood, can and typically is nailed down. But in order to nail it, we need to make sure that substrate or that subfloor is suitable. So, for example, plywood, and generally 3/4 inch plywood is what we would like to see. And then we nail the wood floor right to that plywood. But what if you live in a high-rise building where we do a lot of our work, and so you have a concrete subfloor, you have an acoustical requirement that's mandated by the building, and so you really can't nail anything there typically unless you create or build a subfloor, which can get costly and raises the height of the floor and creates other issues. So what we do there is we actually install engineered flooring, which is basically flooring that is a sliced veneer of wood that's already attached to a structural plywood or a core, and then that product gets floated over an acoustical membrane on top of the concrete floor.
What's an acoustical membrane? There you go. I got it, Robbie. I got it out.
Acoustical
Thank you.
Membrane.
You almost got it out. What's an acoustical membrane?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Robbie. So let's talk about that. So an acoustical membrane is any element or product that muffles or deadens sound transmission vertically. So, for example, you don't want your neighbor above you to be running around in high heels, and then you're trying to, you know, sleep or take a nap or whatever the case is, and you hear that you know, those high heels kind of clattering around. So what the high-rise buildings have done is they've adopted mandates, and this goes back, you know, 25, 30 years now, where they're installing or requiring the installation of, for example, cork is used as a sound deadening material, which is great. Certain polyethylene foams. These are, again, membranes that are created to deaden or absorb sound and not transmit them vertically from unit to unit. And those are products that come in rolls or sheets or, you know, other sort of formats. And we put those down first, and then we actually lay the flooring kind of almost in a loose way. We don't attach them down, but we do attach them to the neighboring pieces. So they're interlocked and laid loose over the acoustical membrane, and that's what's really sort of referred to as a floating floor, because you're not attaching it down.
Okay. Can you do the same thing with tile? If somebody's in a high rise or a condo building and they want to put, you know, tile down, are those same acoustical requirements are there, are they not?
They are.
How do you put tile down then?
Well, it depends on what type of tile. If you're dealing with a porcelain, you actually can put down cork as well.
Okay.
A natural stone gets a little bit more complicated. You may have to put down a barrier of some sort. And I'm not sure, what barrier do you typically use for the?
Yeah. So the reason porcelain is something that can go directly over cork is porcelain is fairly thick. The format's typically half an inch thick,
right.
And it can handle being installed over something that's compressible like a cork. And most high-rise buildings will say fine. Put down a quarter inch or half inch cork, put down the porcelain tile, you're good to go. With natural stone being a little bit more brittle, we'll typically put down that same acoustical membrane, for example, cork, and then a half inch of, for example, Duroc, which is a cement board,
mm-hmm.
and that will carry the load or carry the kind of the structural sort of component, and then the natural stone can go directly over that.
Because the natural stone, it's just not as strong. It breaks easier.
It's
the porcelain's really a strong tile.
It really is, and porcelain's gotten so good over the years. I mean, from just, you know, starting 30 years ago, looking at some of those porcelains available, like in three colors, and it was shiny and not very attractive. Now we can mimic just about any sort of natural stone we want with a porcelain tile, and it looks unbelievable, and it's virtually indestructible.
Yeah, it's great stuff. Okay, let's go back to your...
So you got to drill a hole.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go back to your substrate, your underlayment, your... Okay, the old school way was you had your subfloor 1x6, 1x8, and then you put 1x2s down, and then you put your floor over top of that.
Right.
So you got this nice squeaky sandwich going. So you guys still do
ventilation under the floor.
Yeah. So you guys still do it that way? How should the floor be put down today?
Typically, we don't use that system's called a sleeper system. We typically don't utilize the sleeper system anymore, just because in 5-10 years you're going to have clients complaining that their floors squeak.
Yeah, squeaky sandwich.
Right. Exactly. So, you know, when you have a void in between those sleepers or those nailing pieces is what they're basically used for, the nails move up and down and they squeak. So now when we come across those, we typically rip all that out, put down solid plywood, 3/4 of an inch.
Glue it, screw it.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And then what you're going to want to do, we actually have to channel around all the conduit, which is one of the reasons why they had a sleeper system in the first place.
Uh-huh.
So that provides a solid substrate for us to nail to.
And the other thing to keep in mind, I just want to add to what Aaron is saying, is we absolutely use screws. We do not nail. We do not want to nail. Because what happens with those nails is, Ron, as you just said, it starts to loosen up. It starts to move up and down. And that squeak is either wood on wood kind of rubbing, or that nail physically moving up and down within its own cavity, creating that noise. So when you put a screw in there, which is what we will typically do, you eliminate vertical movement, noise, and it's a nice solid floor.
So you take away the security system in the house.
Yes.
Yeah.
we help sell other security systems right. for the house.
Okay. All right. Hey, I think I've got this. You ready?
Call
again.
That's nice.
No.
Yeah, do it again, Ron.
And with that, we're out of here for the break. Thanks for coming in, guys. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Ron. Thank
Thanks,
you, everybody.
All right. See you, Rich.
Bye, guys.
MrFloor.com for more information. We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.